Hello, this is Julian Wong, and for the next half hour, I'll be reading from the July/August 2025 issue of the Jewish Journal on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. Securing Jewish Buffalo, honoring the leadership of Susan Case Damari. After 6 years of remarkable service, Susan Case Damari, the Buffalo Jewish Federation's founding director of community security, will retire on August 31, 2025. Her leadership, vision, and deep commitment to the safety of Jewish Buffalo have transformed how our community approaches security. In close partnership with Federation leadership, Susan built Secure Jewish Buffalo from the ground up, making our institutions more secure, our community more prepared, and our partnerships with law enforcement more robust. As one of the first communities in the country to appoint a dedicated director of community security, Jewish Buffalo benefited immensely from Susan's expertise, foresight, and tireless dedication. She has been a trusted ally to our synagogues, schools, agencies, and leaders, and we are deeply grateful for all she has done to protect and strengthen Jewish life here in Western New York. Early foundations and professional journey. A Buffalo native, Susan's commitment to public safety began early. She earned her Bachelor of Science in Criminal Justice from SUNY Brockport and a Juris Doctor from Syracuse University College of Law. Her unique combination of legal expertise and passion for community service positioned her perfectly to lead in the realm of Jewish communal security. Susan's formal engagement with Jewish communal safety began in 2000, when she became the security liaison for the Jewish community of Central New York, Syracuse. In that role, she acted as the primary connector between Jewish institutions and law enforcement, promoting preparedness and fostering critical relationships. Her proactive approach emphasized the power of training, coordination, and rapid response. From 2019 to 2022, she served as chief deputy of the civil department in the Onondaga County Sheriff's Office, becoming the first woman ever appointed to hold the chief-level position in the sheriff's office. There, also the first Jewish chief in the department's history, she oversaw daily operations, managed civil processes, and further demonstrated her skill as a leader, organizer, and protector. The tragic attacks on the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh underscored the vulnerability of Jewish communities across the country. In response to this rising wave of anti-Semitism and direct threats to Jewish institutional life, the Buffalo Jewish Federation made a bold decision to invest in a director of community security. Susan was appointed to the role in spring of 2019 and immediately began developing Secure Jewish Buffalo, a comprehensive program designed to enhance safety across Jewish Buffalo. Under her leadership, Secure Jewish Buffalo achieved transformative milestones. Target hardening initiatives. Collaborating with experts to assess vulnerabilities and implement physical security measures, such as access control systems and surveillance enhancements. Tailored training programs. Developing and facilitating training sessions, including usher and greeter trainings and active shooter trainings, in partnership with law enforcement agencies. Rapid communication systems. Implementing a rapid communication system through the Secure Community Network, SCN, to provide alerts and critical information to all sectors of Jewish Buffalo. Off-duty police details. Coordinating off-duty police security details for synagogues and Jewish agencies across Buffalo and its suburbs. Collaborative covenings. Bringing together all branches of law enforcement to collaborate and maximize resources, ensuring a unified response to potential threats. Grant programs. Offering grants based on security assessments provided by the Department of Homeland Security or New York State Police, assisting community organizations and securing their physical plants. Together, these efforts have fortified Buffalo's Jewish institutions, ensuring they are not only more secure, but also more resilient, better trained, and more aware than ever before. Susan's outstanding contributions have received national recognition. In 2019, as she was awarded the FBI Director's Community Leadership Award, which honors individuals and organizations for extraordinary efforts to improve community safety and cooperation with law enforcement. The award celebrated her role as a liaison, a trainer, and a frontline protector of Jewish life. On July 21st, Susan will be formally honored at the Buffalo Jewish Federation Summer Celebration, where we will express our deep appreciation for her 6 years of visionary leadership and service. Susan Damari has been more than a director of security these last 6 years, shared Miriam Abramovich, CEO of the Buffalo Jewish Federation. She has been a guardian, a protector, and a force for good in Jewish Buffalo. Creating secure Jewish Buffalo from the ground up, she earned the trust of her community's leaders and the respect of law enforcement partners across every level. Susan's expertise, instincts, and compassion have made our community feel not only safer, but more protected and more connected. As Susan prepares for her well-earned retirement, the Buffalo Jewish Federation is committed to continuing her legacy. Craig Macy has been appointed as the new full-time Senior Director of Security to carry forward the work Susan so expertly began, ensuring that Jewish Buffalo remains vigilant, prepared, and protected for generations to come. Susan Case Damari leaves behind more than a legacy of security. She leaves a legacy of leadership, collaboration, and love for her community. Clarence Elementary Schools receive Kindness Suitcase learning materials. Elementary school students across the Clarence Central School District will have the opportunity to use a new Kindness Suitcase to turn the lessons of history into kindness, empathy, and tolerance. The suitcases, which feature 15 age-appropriate books and 30 learning activities about the Holocaust and people who helped others during the time, were presented by the Holocaust Education Resource Organization of Buffalo during a lesson for fourth grade students at Ledgeview Elementary School on May 8th. A suitcase will be provided for each of the district's four elementary schools. We want to make sure they understand the past and how one person can change the lives of others and how they can use their own heart to inspire others, said Lauren Bloomberg, the organization's director. Many of the books in the suitcase focus on their Kinder transport, during which 10,000 children were transported from Germany, Austria, Czechoslovakia, and Poland to Great Britain. Among the upstanders mentioned were Sir Nicholas Winton and Gino Bartali, who are among those who helped children to safety. The suitcase also featured a Paddington Bear stuffed animal, as well as the books of author Michael Bond, who created the character based on his memories of seeing child refugees from the Kinder transport. Mary Jo Greger, Ledgeview Elementary School librarian, said storytelling can be a powerful tool to teach life lessons on qualities like kindness. It makes a huge difference to see themselves in a book or in a character, Greger said. This helps them grow as learners. After reading about champion cyclist Gino Bartali, who saved more than 800 Jewish people by using his talents as a cyclist to secretly deliver items to Jews in hiding, students took time to create a name tag identifying their own superpower and how they can use it to help others. Some students who enjoyed music talked about being able to perform for others, while some in sports talked about how they could be role models on their team. The power of one person can make a huge difference, said Wendy Weisbrot, manager of the Holocaust Education Resource Organization of Buffalo. We know you'll make a huge difference by showing kindness wherever you go. Midlife engagement. Potluck Shabbat dinners. Sharing food, friendship, and tradition. For the past 2 years, the Buffalo Jewish Federation's Midlife Engagement Initiative has brought people together through monthly potluck Shabbat dinners, celebrating community, hospitality, and delicious Jewish traditions. Whether hosting or attending, participants have embraced the mitzvah of Haknasat Arkam, welcoming guests, by sharing dishes that reflect personal stories, family customs, or beloved heirloom recipes. Each dinner offers a rich blend of flavors and meaningful conversations around full tables and open hearts. These gatherings aren't just about food, they're about connection. Bringing a dish becomes an act of generosity and creativity, transforming a meal into a shared experience of joy and belonging. At their core, these dinners are about slowing down, blessing one another, singing together, and finding sacred time in community. They rekindle old friendships, spark new ones, and offer a beautiful way to welcome Shabbat. In the reflection of candlelight. Each May, Jewish American Heritage Month invites people of all backgrounds to discover, explore, and celebrate the rich and diverse contributions of American Jews throughout our nation's history. In this issue of the Jewish Journal, we are honored to feature reflections from the Honorable Brenda M. Friedman on this year's celebration. One of my most treasured possessions is a pair of 18-inch wooden candlesticks. They're not worth much to anyone else, and at first glance, they look fairly ordinary. But to me, they glow with history, my history. My great-grandmother Ruchel cherished them so deeply that she wrapped them in clothes and tucked them carefully into a small valise when she and my great-grandfather Lieb fled persecution in Eastern Europe with their infant child. They escaped in the middle of the night and eventually made their way to what would later become Israel, where my grandmother, Devorah, was born. Out of all the belongings she could bring, Ruchel chose those candlesticks. She lit them every Friday evening for Shabbat, not just to mark the end of the week, but to bring light into the home, to celebrate life, to pass down values, and to keep tradition alive, even in the most uncertain of times. Honestly, I feel like bursting into the song Tradition from Fiddler on the Roof when I tell this story, don't you? But our home was indeed full of meaningful, joyful Jewish customs. My brother and I dressed up as Mordecai and Queen Esther for Purim carnivals, stayed up late during long Passover seders singing throughout the night, and bundled up to eat in our outdoor hut for Sukkot, even when the fall air turned cold. These weren't just rituals. They were connections to something bigger than ourselves. Being Jewish also meant learning some powerful, guiding principles. One that shaped me most is Tikkun Olam, the idea that we each have a responsibility to help repair the world, to use what we've been gifted to lift others up. My understanding of this came to life through my mother, Marianne Sacamando Friedman. She was a trailblazer, a community servant, and the kind of woman who made space for others to shine. Inspired by her, I've tried to follow a similar path, volunteering with nonprofits, and most importantly, creating new supports and programs in juvenile justice, so that young people can grow, heal, and build better futures. Judaism teaches that we're not expected to be perfect. One of Grandma Devorah's highest compliments was calling someone a mensch, a Yiddish word for a person of honor and integrity. Interestingly, it literally just means human being, a reminder that in Jewish thought, we're all capable of goodness and greatness. As writer Jessica Ballin put it, I love that Judaism accepts that we are fallible human beings, doing the best we can with what we have and not letting that stop us on our mission for growth. When I look at these candlesticks, I'm reminded to be the best I can be. The best mom, the best friend, the best judge, the best human being I can be. During Jewish American Heritage Month, I was especially grateful for the stories, strength, and values that have been passed down to me, illuminated each time I see the flicker of those Shabbat candles. You are listening to a reading of articles and features from the Jewish Journal on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. Congregation Beth Abraham looks to the future. In mid-May, Congregation Beth Abraham, CBA, a close-knit Jewish community in Buffalo's Elmwood District, held an open meeting attended by 40 members, both in person and on Zoom. Erwin Gelman, CBA's dedicated volunteer Hassan, welcomed attendees with reflections on the congregation's origins and evolution. He emphasized that CBA was never meant to function as a full-service synagogue, but rather as a warm, inclusive space where Jewish Buffalonians can gather, connect, and celebrate Jewish life. Rob Goldberg, former CEO of the Buffalo Jewish Federation and a current consultant with the Jewish Community Legacy Project, spoke about CBA's unique strengths. He highlighted its welcoming spirit, its personalized approach to engagement, and its ongoing relevance as a meaningful Jewish presence in the city. CBA continues to thrive as a vibrant hub of Jewish life. It is especially known for its spiritually rich high holiday services, monthly Friday night musicals Shabbat gatherings, and quarterly Saturday morning services, all led by committed lay leaders such as Marty and Shelley Kirker, long recognized as the heart of the congregation. The congregation also benefits from significant assets, both practical and cultural. Its charming, fully owned, and well-maintained building offers an inviting space for prayer, celebration, and community life. Financially stable and mission-driven, CBA hosts a wide range of programs throughout the year to engage members across generations. We don't have a dues system, explains Shelley. Instead, we rely on the generosity and goodwill of those who participate. That spirit of voluntary support has allowed us not just to survive, but to flourish. CBA's openness has attracted a diverse and engaged community. Many attendees are unaffiliated with larger institutions, while others belong to different congregations. That's another of our strengths, Morty adds. Everyone is welcome and encouraged to get involved, whether by offering a Devar Torah, serving on a committee, or organizing a program. CBA now faces a moment of transition, as Marty and Shelley prepare to relocate from Buffalo to be closer to their family. We should erect a statue in honor of them, joked Dr. Gelman. The Kirkers have held us together with their passion, dedication, and remarkable skill. Their departure marks a significant shift in CBA's leadership. Yet rather than view this as a loss, the congregation sees it as a turning point, an opportunity to reflect, renew, and reimagine its path forward in an ever-evolving Jewish landscape. Exciting months lie ahead at CBA as the community is gearing up for a variety of upcoming events, including a road trip to the Safe Haven Museum in Oswego, and preparing meaningful services for the High Holy Days. Mark your calendars for a special Friday night service, hosted by Grant Golden and Deborah Goldman for August 12th. In May, the Federation organized and led an experience for 12 community members on a journey to Portugal, a country rich in beauty, complexity, and deep Jewish heritage. Chaired by Lori and Ron Sadler, the group visited a still-active synagogue serving just 50 Jews and met with leaders of a progressive community working to revive Jewish life. After centuries of persecution. There were lighter moments too. Coordinated shirts for those who had lost their luggage, a private boat ride on the Douro, and a lesson in winemaking at Quinta da Pacheca. At its heart, the journey was a testament to enduring Jewish spirit. The group left not only more connected to Portugal, but inspired by the unshakable resilience of the Portuguese Jewish community. Cantorial soloist Zahava Fried expands Temple Beth Tzedek's clergy team. A decade after arriving in Buffalo as the spouse of a UB medical student, Zahava Fried is deepening her impact on Jewish Buffalo as cantorial soloist at Temple Beth Tzedek, the region's traditional egalitarian conservative synagogue. Since 2022, she has served as TBT's cantorial intern and has led youth education education since 2021. Now she joins Rabbi Sarah Rich and longtime mentor cantor Mark Spindler as a member of the Clay Kodesh Jewish clergy team. A classically trained opera singer, violinist, and violist, Fried brings deep musical talent to her cantorate, enriching services with heartfelt prayer, immersive Torah learning, and joyful expression. In her expanded role, Fried will lead TBT's youth programming, including junior congregation and taught Shabbat, and serve as a clergy partner in the new Buffalo Community of Learning, BCOL, a joint religious school with Congregation Shir Shalom. She will also oversee Torah talk, tutoring, and special events. She will regularly lead services for Shabbat, holidays, and weekdays, and assist with life cycle events. New initiatives include music-centered adult education, alternative services, and Rosh Chodesh programs. Fried will also contribute to Bikur Cholim, a collaborate across TBT's educational and inclusion efforts. I'm so excited for this next step in my career, and even more grateful that it's at TBT, Fried said. This congregation has become a second home for me and my family. Fried's decade in Buffalo includes leadership roles in early childhood education at Kedima Academy and Temple Beth Zion, where she directed the Pals Preschool. She also managed young family engagement and led PJ Library at the Buffalo Jewish Federation. She has led high holiday services for Hillel of Buffalo and Congregation Beth Or in New Jersey. Zahava's extraordinary voice, passion for Judaism, and joyful presence make her a natural fit for this expanded role, says Rob Goldberg, new TBT chairman of the board. Fried recently earned a master's in Jewish studies from Graz College. She also holds a BA in education from SUNY Empire State and an AA in Judaic studies from Yeshiva University, where she met her husband, Dr. Yaakov Fried. They are proud parents of Lila, Serafina, and Ramael. Join the Interfaith East Side Garden Walk Tour, Sunday, July 20th. Buffalo Jewish Federation is proud to partner with several local religious communities for the 4th annual Interfaith East Side Garden Walk Tour, taking place Sunday, July 20th from noon to 4 p.m. Building on the success of the past 3 years, this unique experience brings together people of different faiths to explore Eastside Gardens and connect with local gardeners. The tour begins at Tops Market, 1275 Jefferson Avenue, the site of the tragic May of 2022 racially motivated shooting that inspired the creation of this interfaith initiative. From there, participants will carpool to several featured gardens, each with speakers including Garden Walk guide Ellen Goldstein. Launched in 2018, the Eastside Garden Walk has grown from 42 gardens across 14 neighborhoods to more than 70 gardens today, many featuring vibrant public art. The walk offers a powerful opportunity to build community, deepen relationships, and experience the beauty and resilience of Buffalo's East Side. New team members at the Foundation. The Foundation of Jewish Philanthropies, FJP, is pleased to welcome two new professionals to their team. Jacob Fox, Senior Donor Relationship Manager, and Emma Hartman, Grants and Donor Database Administrator. Jacob brings more than 15 years of nonprofit leadership, a deep-rooted connection to Buffalo's Jewish community, and a passion for building a better future. A multi-generational member of Jewish Buffalo, Jacob's commitment to service and equity has shaped a career focused on empowering communities through philanthropy and strategic giving. As Senior Donor Relationship Manager, Jacob will partner with donors to design meaningful charitable vehicles, such as donor-advised funds, charitable trusts, endowments, and legacy gifts, helping translate their vision into lasting impact. He holds dual master's degrees in public policy and nonprofit management from Brandeis University's Heller School. Jacob lives in the town of Tonawanda with his wife, Erin, and their son, Arlo. Emma joins FJP as Grants and Donor Database Administrator. With a strong background in public health, grant management, and donor engagement, Emma will be your primary contact for processing grant requests and navigating the new donor portal, Zedeka E through Z. Emma brings a proven record of securing and managing grants, coordinating across departments, and ensuring timely reporting. She earned a Bachelor of Science in Public Health with a minor in Business Administration from SUNY Brockport. Emma and her fiancé, Chris Osterholt, reside in West Buffalo. Together, Jacob and Emma exemplify FJP's core values of Tzedakah, Tikkun Olam, and Lador Vidor. Their shared dedication to strengthening Jewish Buffalo and building bridges across generations will elevate our mission and deepen our impact. You've been listening to a reading of articles and features from the July/August 2025 issue of the Jewish Journal. Your reader has been Julian Wong. Thank you for listening.